I must admit, at first, I was reluctant to go back to our Lenten focus on being grateful, especially when our reading schedule for this week focuses on the communal aspect of sharing gratitude. Not exactly something to focus on when we are physically apart from one another for the sake of one another. But the more I thought about it, the more appropriate it seemed to be to talk about how our communal time together shapes our being grateful. In her book, Diana Butler Bass talks about her gratitude for festivals and gatherings, sports, music, religious, and the power of these festivals to focus us on the good of a community as a whole, not just a part of it. She talks about her feelings of being connected to one another that are heightened by this community contact. And now that these in-person festivals and gatherings are on hold, I wonder, what is it that you miss most about them? Because it is those things that we miss most that can be key to what we are most grateful for about them, the key to finding the things we give thanks to God for. As my wife and my mother, for that matter, will attest, I am an introvert and generally do not like big crowds. I'm perfectly fine with hunkering down and not having much personal interaction. But as I think about our worship, about things like the July 4th pancake breakfast here in Ely, bingo at the Legion for our wonderful library, I find that I miss physically seeing people. I miss the solid presence of them, even if I don't speak much with them. I miss just watching Rose talking to visitors, the vigorous hand pump I would get from Vera, Ed standing behind the bar at the Legion, the low hum of conversation in line for the pancake breakfast on a steamy July 4 morning, the solid presence of Joyce and Jesse, Rob, Denise and Sam, Terry and Becky sitting right there. What do you miss? Take a moment, pause this recording, and talk to one another about the things that you miss. And as you name those things that you miss, what does that tell you about what you are grateful for in these events? As I think about it, I'm grateful for people who, by their very presence, let me know they care, whose joy and laughter can brighten my day even when not personally interacting with me. I'm grateful for the opportunity to see in the flesh life being lived out, especially the growth in that life. Now, you see that growth most in the children. When did Sam get so tall? But you can see it in others as well. The temple's getting grayer, the family growing, the progress of life. What are the things about festivals and gatherings that you most miss, that you are most grateful for? I miss and am grateful for the way in which our assembly of believers represents all of the generations, to be able to see how we all gather and live with love and support of one another, to see the delight in the eyes of those who are grandparents, at the children and youth as their energy fills the space, to watch the gentle interactions between those same adults and those children and youth, and to remember adults who paid that kind of attention to me as well when I was their age. There's truth in the old saying, you don't know what you have until it's gone. But in the missing, we find things to be grateful for. And we are a people who are used to giving thanks and to waiting. I had an email exchange with Dick the other day as he and Joyce had just gotten back from California, and I found his words about our current situation encouraging. He wrote in part, God has given us a new challenge to reach out to people by telephone or webmail. quite a change from being in church and giving a handshake or a big hug. One day at a time, we will get through this. I can hardly wait when we get back to our regular routine. That first Sunday will be so crazy with people talking and laughing and getting together as a family again. I'm grateful for this assembly of believers that is St. John, who plucks up my spirit, who care for me and my family, who bring me such joy, and who call me to be the best pastor and best person I can be. And I am grateful for this community of Ely, where so many are looking out for one another, are eager to help, sewing masks for our healthcare professionals, having a parade yesterday for Rosie's birthday, supporting our local businesses like Odie's and House Divided. I'm grateful for the care we take of one another in this time to keep our physical distance for a time so that we might care for those who care for us, doctors, nurses, EMTs, police, fire, paramedics, all those who come to our aid, many of whom we can name. And like Dick, I can hardly wait for that day when we will be together in person again, talking and laughing, sharing food and drink. And to prepare us for that, let us be mindful of what we miss, that we might give thanks to God with loud voices when we can have it again. Amen.